Natalie. Are you able to hear me now?
Hi.
Excellent.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, you know, if it was easy, it wouldn't be any fun, right?
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. And again, you're Natalie Wojcik from the Sitkins Against Family Violence. And you have, like everyone else currently in Sitka, things are a little wonky in these COVID pandemic times. And some of the fundraisers and events that we normally see with SAFE aren't happening this spring and into summer. So you guys have some new takes on how we're going to get together and bring support to SAFE. So what do we have happening?
Yeah, thank you for having me. We typically have an Honoring Women fundraiser that happens every year, and we've had to postpone it and potentially cancel it until next year. So what we're trying to do in the meantime is to go on to virtual fundraising, like I believe everyone else is around the country.
Yeah.
We're doing a take where we're having our staff dive into our mission philosophy and values that guide us, and we've created 5 short videos that we're sharing throughout the week so that the community can see why we are so passionate about our work, as we are also asking them to help us bridge the gap that is caused by canceling our annual fundraisers, which also includes the fundraisers that different businesses throughout the community have done for us, typically within the summer months.
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be a new adventure for everyone. But I like that you're still trying to, still with these videos, you're still reaching out to the community in this virtual way to show the amazing work that SAFE does for our community. So what does, how long is this virtual fundraiser lasting for? And you said there's a number of videos that are being released this week. When do those come out?
Yeah, it's lasting for 1 week. Our kickoff was on the 11th, this past Saturday, where we shared our first video and email to all of our supporters, and we also posted it on Facebook. And then throughout the week, including today and later in the week, we're going to slowly release other videos of staff where they're just kind of reflecting on the work, why it matters, and then we're talking about some of our philosophy statements that we co-created in the past as a staff that help guide us. Each one of those statements is featured in one of the videos.
Okay, wonderful. And even though the fundraisers, these in-person kind of gatherings aren't happening, SAFE is still actively working during these times. So has anything really changed in the services being offered in light of the pandemic? What kind of changes have you seen?
You know, I would say the biggest change that we made from the beginning was our non-essential staff began working from home, and we also began just taking a lot of precautionary measures within the shelter so that we could ensure that service remained steadily the same. We've had advocates on the front lines providing that essential service during this entire time, and we've been accepting residents the entire time. One big change that we've made is just in terms of what it looks like in the shelter. We ask residents to stagger their use in the kitchen and the communal living spaces so that everyone remains safe. And then we also request everyone wears masks.
Mm-hmm.
We are still responding to sexual assault response calls. We're still helping with legal advocacy. And we're still taking crisis calls, which have actually pretty tripled in number since the start of the pandemic. So much of those services remain the same, just with extra safety precautions in place. And those of us who don't need to be in the building working from home, so there's less exposure to other people.
Definitely. And you were saying it's quite startling of that a lot of these crisis calls, you said, are tripled that what you've seen in the past?
Yes, our numbers have tripled in terms of crisis calls, and I think part of it is due to we have some callers who call us quite regularly.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of the pandemic, I think is very scary and therefore they're calling us more. But we also have a lot of new callers calling us and individuals texting us on our new text line, and it's hard to say exactly why those have gone up. Other than what my guess is just much harder to connect with people right now, and
yeah.
If you're in a situation that doesn't feel totally safe, it might feel even more isolating during the pandemic.
Yeah. So it's good to know that there is, even if you don't have your normal support groups around and your normal way to just cope with life, that you guys at Safe are still around, still there, still having phone lines and people available to help in any way that these people are needing. So
yeah, absolutely. And we want people to come. Actually, our shelter numbers have gone down. And I would just like the community to know that we're still open. And mm-hmm. If you need a place to go, we're there for you.
Wonderful.
So please reach out.
And so the fundraiser that you have happening this week, what kind of things does that money hopefully support? What kind of services is this to help with maintaining the building, or is this helping to pay staff? Like, what is it hoping to continuing to support?
Any donations that we receive just go into like supporting our mission as a whole.
Wonderful.
Whether that's like helping with services, helping us like maintain the cost of utilities, mm-hmm. helping us run prevention programs, all of the donations just like ensure we can keep doing those in a stable way.
Okay, wonderful. And so, and you mentioned that these videos that are being posted and stuff, those are going out to like the email list of some of the regular people who are actively involved in SAFE or have donated in the past, and on Facebook. What are the other places that people can go if they want to learn more about SAFE, if they want to help donate and support your work? And then what are the contact information who people who might need to contact you, who are in a kind of a crisis environment?
Well, if you would like to donate or learn more about our campaign, the best place to go is to our website, safe.org. And right on that page, you're going to see information to directly donate, to learn more about our fundraiser, or to learn more about our services. If anyone needs services, the best way to reach out to us is by phone at 747-3370 or through our new text line, which is 623-7820. Individuals can also message us through Facebook, but the best way to reach out is definitely by phone or by texting for services.
Well, that's wonderful. It's nice to have that text line too. Just to have that different kind of low key way to reach out and have someone reach back is a really comforting thing to know about, to have SAFE here and ready and willing to help all those who need it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, the text line, as well as a COVID webpage on our main webpage, was created in response to COVID in hopes mm-hmm. that we could provide some new services that are easy to access right now during, staying at home and having less access to people in the community.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, as you said, the fundraiser that you're having that's going on to help support all of these services, that's going through the end of this week. So the 18th, I believe that's a Saturday, I believe, of this week.
That's correct.
But
that's
obviously,
the day our last video will be sent out.
The last video will be sent out on Saturday. So this week is a great week to help support SAFE, but I'm sure there's any day of the year if people want to show their monetary support or otherwise, that would be a welcome thing to have.
Absolutely.
Well, wonderful. So the fundraiser is happening. SAFE is still doing a lot of wonderful work to help out our community. And I'm going to repeat those numbers again. For people who want to just get general contact with SAFE, the main line number is 747-3370. That new text line that you mentioned is 623-7820. And, of course, you have your website and your Facebook page. And just in case people are just have their brains on autopilot, SAFE in this case is safv.org for your website. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, Natalie, is there anything else that I'm missing this morning? I know you guys do a lot of wonderful work, and I'm sure you're still very busy in these times.
No, I think you covered it. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
for having me on air this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's been wonderful, Natalie. Thank you so much. You are working at Sitkins Against Family Violence. Even amid this COVID pandemic, you're still doing hard work to help keep everyone in our community safe. Thank you so much for joining me this morning in light of all the little snafus we had at the start.
Yes, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Natalie.